China has called a report by the United States alleging genocide in Xinjiang the biggest lie of the century. A spokesperson for the foreign ministry in Beijing says the report claiming that the Biden administration will safeguard human rights is absurd and laughable. He says that the United States is not entitled to comment on human rights issues elsewhere, as more than 600,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the country, and ethnic minorities are living in fear of hate crimes. The official is urging the United States to focus more on solving its own issues. China is urging Australia to stop politicizing matters surrounding the South China Sea issue. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Australia reiterated Beijing's rejection of the so-called South China Sea arbitration award. The official called on Australia to take an objective view of the historical merits and facts of the South China Sea issue. China and Turkmenistan are eyeing further cooperation in the energy sector. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with his Turkmen counterpart and suggested that both countries seek to ratchet up the scale of cooperation in the sector to forge a long-term strategic partnership. The Chinese official also proposed that the two countries explore more opportunities in non-natural resources. Rashid Mirdov thanked China for its help during the COVID-19 pandemic and says Turkmenistan hopes to strengthen bilateral ties in renewable energy, environmental protection, aerospace, and communication. Suning.com founder Zhang Jindong has stepped down as chairman of the retail giant. The resignation came after Zhang lost his controlling interest of the company following a $1.4 billion bailout. He will be appointed as honorary chairman and assist with the company's future development strategies. His son, Stephen Zhang, has been nominated to serve on the board. China's first self-developed research icebreaker, Xuelong 2, has embarked on its 12th Arctic expedition. It is the vessel's first scientific voyage to the region during China's 14th five-year plan period. The expedition plans to obtain hydrological, meteorological, and biological data of the Arctic. It will also study the natural environment in the North Pole. UEFA has excluded Cristiano Ronaldo from its Euro 2020 team of the tournament. Ronaldo won the Golden Boot with 5 goals for Portugal. He also became the all-time top scorer at the European Championship with 14 goals in total. Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring LeBron James, has been launched in Los Angeles. The Lakers player says it's not an easy task to follow up on Michael Jordan's 1996 film. The sequel is more family-oriented than the original. The plot sees James try to rescue his son by winning a basketball game with Bugs Bunny.